Hey guys, welcome to the Friday edition. It's Phone It In Friday.
Phone It In Friday.
Of the podcast.
Things get a bit loose.
Oh, we were just angry for 3 hours.
We ranted a lot, but I don't believe either of us are actually angry.
No.
But we this come off that way today.
It energises us to do it. Yeah. But I walk around feeling pretty okay.
I had a go at mums and prams.
Ooh.
And not even as much as I wanted to. I've got heaps more breaks on that.
There's lots in there. But look forward to Monday's edition of the pod. We are making up the whole show.
Yeah.
On the spot.
Making it up.
Each break. And you guys are encouraged to tell us.
Which is different from our other days how.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your friends.
This podcast of the M. Russiano Radio Show with Harley Breen is delivered to you by the one place to find all your breaking celebrity news and so much more. Yahoo7.com.au/BE. It's the radio show that invents its own words.
Excuse me, friends, I'm off for a foo-fa.
You know what? I'd be like, you enjoy that foo-fa.
Yeah.
You foo-fa till your eyes roll back.
Hosted by two people who use some words they probably shouldn't.
Oh, you better dump that.
No, it's too late. Can't say dump 10. We've only got 10 seconds to
dump. Dump.
And features the occasional lost for words moment.
I am genuinely without words.
Your face
is melted
off.
This is the M. Russiano Radio Show with Harley Breen.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's the real Friday.
Not even Sneaky Friday.
It's hard because I cheated it yesterday.
But that's okay. It's Phone It In Friday.
It's Phone It In Friday.
When we're on the lift together this morning, we decided we have Whiskey Wednesday, Sneaky Fit Friday.
Sneaky Friday.
Phone It In Friday. Amazing.
Make it up Monday. And tits out Tuesday.
You can get yours out there bigger than mine.
Bigger than a lot, darling.
Hang on. It's not 6 yet. We've talked to them about
holy crap. We on air. But there it is.
There we go. So we have a big show. We are expecting a sunny day today, Sydney. Tops of 19 in the city. Take that, winter. 20 in the west. And only a little bit of cloud about for the weekend.
Yeah.
We have...
What do we got?
Tickets to give away to see Harry Styles.
Oh, yes.
Tickets to give away to see Katy Perry.
Okay.
We have $50,000.
Yep.
Alpha Bucks.
Yep.
We have a live M's gem.
That is true.
Yeah.
And the Jehovah's knocked on my door.
And the first phone says, poo phones.
Yes.
First thing we're going to talk about
is poo phones.
In the show, we're also going to cover off breastfeeding. So really.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. I'm already frightened.
So many comments to come from people with real no knowledge on anything.
It's just like, shut up.
Just
because you have an internet connection doesn't mean I want to read your opinion. Yeah. And you're not entitled to it. Who entitled you? I didn't.
Yeah.
No one's entitling you.
Look, everyone's entitled to an opinion. And I'm
entitled
to
tell
say,
you to shut up.
Your mouth.
It's R&B Friday today. Yes.
Have a great day, guys.
What's first?
A bit of Usher.
Oh, my God. I love this song. See you after.
131060. Do you take your phone to the toilet?
Should not.
Because apparently you should not. Somebody said this.
No, I think, no, don't even read that. I'm a scientist. I'm an expert.
Yes, you are a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, there is a research out that says men, oh, well, this is groundbreaking research.
Yeah.
Also, in breaking news, today's Friday.
Yeah.
Men are more likely to post social media updates from the toilet.
Now, I was surprised to read that because I do not do that. I don't post social media very rarely. Sometimes I
was going to say, you never post on social media.
No.
So
exactly.
That doesn't count.
It's not a big ask. I might throw a like out. I might feel a bit silly and comment maybe.
Do you like more when you've had a few frothies?
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I've had
slut.
Some froths and some other things. I will
You get a like. You're Oprah.
Yeah, I'm flat out
like.
On it.
You get a like.
But I was surprised to find out that you have very strong opinions about toilet phone behaviour.
Toilet?
Never take it in.
Nah. Listen, 131060, do you take your phone into the shitter? Toilet time for me has always been very sacred.
Yeah, same.
And you go in there and you don't want to be distracted from the one job you have, right?
I say goodbye to Hannah when I go in.
Oh.
Because it might be a while till I see it.
But this to me says there's something wrong with your diet or you're going to get some hemorrhoids.
Oh, well,
you're not going to war, mate. You're not going to war.
You haven't seen
that. Oh, the porcelain thing.
You haven't seen that. I am going to war.
The porcelain's taking out a restraining order against my anus.
It is rough.
What are you eating?
I don't know, mate. Chili. A lot of chili. Heaps
mate,
of coffee.
Are you Mr. Paleo?
Beers at about 10 in the morning.
What's
and then
on?
Whoop
ass.
That's
why?
The noise it makes.
Why do you need your phone in the toilet? I don't understand.
Because, like, I'm at the stage now, my body, my sphincters would tighten up so much without the phone. They'd be stressed. I wouldn't be able to poo without it.
You know you can increase your heart rate if you tighten your sphincter?
Oh,
it's a way to cheat a lie
right
detector.
Now, try it right now.
You know you can cheat a lie detector by tightening your sphincter? I listened to our podcast on This American Life about a guy who told people how to cheat lie detectors, and one of the tricks was to tighten your sphincter.
I'm working on my pelvic floor as I'm looking at you.
When you
I'm
tighten
in your eyes.
Everyone listening right now, just tighten your sphincter, right?
Tighten it.
Look how much effort it takes.
It's hard.
You got to go up and in. You know, it's not just like a wink. Like, it's not like you know when you wink.
No, a wink's just there.
You know when you're winking, right?
Yeah.
Wink your butthole.
It is a bit wink.
It's
it
more
is
of
like
an effort.
Winking. It is a lot more of an effort.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's like you get smaller for a small moment.
Yeah. Everything gets.
There's less of you.
Yes. So, I was so fascinated when I heard that yesterday. And then I'm like,
wait,
well, I'm pursing
wait,
my I'm pursing
wait,
my
just
thing.
Wait. What? Why haven't you played the opener yet?
I've been waiting.
Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo.
Thank you. Now carry on, Amelia.
Well, yeah, like when I was listening yesterday, and then I was doing it all the way home while I was driving, and I was just marveling at how I've never noticed in 38 years how much effort it takes to tighten your sphincter.
No. What?
Try and do it without
moving.
Like, try and do a sneaky sphincter tightening.
I'm doing it. You count how many you can do.
Okay, go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No,
five.
But you're not doing it justice. You got to go up and in.
How long am I holding it in? Wow.
Okay, so, but I just...
You're
okay,
right.
No, I'm asking
you
the question.
You are entitled to an opinion.
My opinions are amazing. That's why I'm paid to have them. Can I ask you, yes. Honestly, genuinely,
yes.
why can't you just get in and get out, poo and get out?
No, well, because it's a sacred place and a sacred moment. And
why?
Because I like... Look, I could be in there for a good half an hour. I like to be in there until I've got Lethal Weapon legs, and that is a reference to Danny Glover when he had to sit on the toilet that had a bomb in it and he couldn't move. You know, he couldn't
lethal
walk. So I like, because when I get out, I'm just like, my legs are all pins
why?
And needles, and I'm going to sit on the couch for another half an hour.
Oh my God.
Until the blood rushes back in.
But what do you do between, how do you wipe your hands and hold the phone?
Oh, no, there's shit all over the phone. Who
I was
cares?
Say, and, like, then you've got to pick it up after you've wiped your hand and you're touching and there's poo
oh,
particles.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with poo particles. They're everywhere,
they're
Harley.
Everywhere.
But there's poo particles in here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We've just been tightening and losing our sphincters. There's more than
letting them loose. Out and in and out and...
We should do, like, a 70-style exercise...
For sphincters.
For sphincters.
That's
sure all.
That's
it's just
done.
You and me standing in leotards.
If we Google image
just,
that.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Mike on the Central Coast, do you take your phone into the toilet?
Of course I do.
Yeah, what are you doing?
One of the best places to take your phone.
That's right.
But why? Why is this? Why do men specifically do it?
Well, as Harley said, it's a sacred place to go for men.
Yeah.
How long are you putting in there? How much time?
Well, it depends on how long the war goes for.
The war.
Yeah, we put some torpedoes left, right and centre.
What if the torpedoes drop unencumbered within the first 10 seconds? Do you sit there even if you don't need to?
Absolutely.
Then you, flush the toilet so stink doesn't hang around. Then you just stay there a little bit longer.
Courtesy flush.
Why do you want to sit in your own poo particles longer than necessary?
Because no one else is bothering you.
Oh, my God. Then you need a new life. If you are going to a place, a poo palace, to escape your family for a long period of time, what is going on for you?
Have you met a six-year-old?
Yeah, I've had two of them.
I've got a double door. So my toilet is through the bathroom and has its own door. So I've got a double barrier. That guy can poke his stupid little fingers under the door and I don't even see him.
There's so many calls coming in. 131060, do you take your phone to the toilet? We'll take your calls next. We could also make another opener, Inappropriate Phoners.
Yeah, we're talking about your poo.
Yesterday we did masturbating.
Yes, we did. That
running
went,
on a theme.
That got loose, didn't it?
It did get loose.
Wow. We were shocked.
When a caller shocks you and I,
whoa,
they've done well.
I was flabbergasted.
So was I. And that video has been out and about, and a lot of people were flabbergasted. We've got some research in. Breaking research. Men are far more likely to shitpost from the shitter, is what it says.
Yeah, shitpost.
Dudes are more likely than women to write their Facebook status updates from the dunny.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I just Candy Crush. That's my Candy Crush time.
Oh, is that what you do?
That's all I do. Yeah, pretty much. Do you know what I did actually 2 days ago, two poos ago? For a bit of nostalgia, I took in some junk mail because I've got a new house and...
You went through the catalogues?
Yeah, and I haven't put the no junk mail sign on the letterbox.
That doesn't stop
them. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop them.
And then I stand there with a stick.
No, you don't.
I whack them as they put it
I've
in.
I've heard that those people
get away.
Look for the signs, no junk mail, and deliberately put them in.
And I hit them on the hands.
If you want junk mail, put a no junk mail sign on your mailbox.
Nah.
They're like, that to me is
they're
like, oh, dare you.
I'll take the letterbox
There's no
off.
Rules. That's the only way you can get it out of it. Take the letterbox out. Because you're not going to stand there like a mail vigilante with a shotgun on your porch.
Do you know how much time I've got?
Move on. I do. Because we were stand out there. Actually, you're out of here at 9:02.
You know
you're in
trouble.
Everyone's in trouble.
I'm going to stand out there whittling wood. I'm going to whistle.
What's that? I can't do it. People love whistling into microphones. there is an expert, hygiene expert, Dr. Lisa Ackerley. How do you become a hygiene expert?
Oh,
I washed my hands once. I'm a hygiene expert.
You know what you need to do? You have to do something at a social event where all your friends turn their back on you and then
walk
you become
with,
a hygiene expert.
Do you walk
expert.
In with rubber gloves? Oh, okay. Two reasons why you shouldn't use your phone in the toilet. You could be exposing yourself and others to Salmonella, E. coli and C. difficile. I don't even know what that means. By using your phone in the loo.
Oh, yeah.
Also, if you wipe your bum and then pick your phone up, you may as well not bother washing your hands at all because all the bacteria you put on your phone will end up back on your hands.
Yeah, you know, but I talked about it yesterday. I'm going to be a superhuman because I'm going to be immune to every germ.
Captain Immunity.
Yep.
Nev. Hi, Nev.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, doll.
I'm guessing you take your phone into the dunny.
Of course I do. Now, look, Harley's right. You have forgotten what it's like to have small children. It's 5 minutes of quiet time.
Oh.
Yeah,
or 10.
Yeah. Or 30,
yeah,
mate.
But you're sitting in your room. I would just go lock yourself in a cupboard.
Nah, but then you feel guilty as a parent.
You.
Wait.
Yeah, and they find you, that's right, Nev.
Why is what's
well,
the difference
they find you
between,
anyway.
What's the difference between locking yourself, Nev, in the toilet compared to locking yourself in a wardrobe?
Well, at least, look, at least you can tell them it might be smelly in here. You might want to go away.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. As if my kid cares.
Daddy's dropping bombs, girls. Connor and Penrith. Hey, Connor.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, good, mate.
You take your phone in the dunny, do you, mate?
Of course I do.
Oh, but see, Connor, are you telling me you spend more time in there, so you've done your business, but you just keep hanging out in there for the fun of it?
I'll spend in the toilet for like 45 minutes and I get distracted on my phone watching videos on Facebook or Snapchat.
And you forget what you're in there for originally, Connor?
Yep.
Hey, Connor, can I just recommend a couple of brand names to you? Oh. Anasol and Rectinol. Those are hemorrhoid creams. You're probably going to need them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In made-up statistics in my mind, I imagine that you're far greater chance of getting hemorrhoids if your bum's in that confined space with all the blood going to
I'd
the anus.
I imagine you're right.
Just
I'm not
popping out those grapes.
Yeah. Just speaking from a perspective of a man with hemorrhoids. Yep. That's what a hemorrhoid sounds like.
When it's coming out. I'm so glad I could do that.
It's like a jaunty cartoon, a hemorrhoid.
Does it wear a beret and a scarf?
Yes.
Amazing. Steph in Cranbrook, hello.
Hi.
Steph, a lady poo phoner. Welcome.
I'm going to admit I am a female and I take the phone into the toilet.
Of course you do.
And do you also spend longer in there than necessary? You've done your business, you've wrapped up. Did you ever pull your pants up and then sit back down?
No, I don't do that, but I definitely do sit there for a little bit longer. It's called multitasking, right?
That's
I've
right.
got kids, yeah. You know, I've got to do the business, and so I might as well be able to search my social media. And I'll be honest, I'll even say I've taken a phone call while I'm sitting on the toilet.
Oh, mate. Yeah, multiple. Oh,
no, what? Our Sorry, boss, I was reading the statistics.
Our boss called us the other, she took a phone call. Our boss called us, Jace called us the other day. And I just like, oh, I don't have to call him back because sometimes he's busy. And I was on there and I was just like, nah, took it, right? I took the phone call, wiped while on the phone to him. He didn't know. And I didn't want him to know I'm in the toilet. I've covered this well. He won't be listening. And I just walked out without flushing.
if it's brown, flush it down.
And then I came back in. It was quite a long conversation. I came back in and Hannah was there. I'm like, sorry, mate. Sorry you had to see that. And I was on the phone.
Exactly, Christian. Well, thanks, everyone, for your calls. So, obviously, we all know that there was an escape from the Karabakan prison in Bali.
Yes.
Well,
when I heard there was an escape, my immediate thought was, why don't I hear that all the time? Because you see pictures of that prison because of how many idiot Aussies we've got that go over there and try and deal drugs or bring them back or take them in there because they're morons. And then you're like, why isn't, like...
You know why?
What?
Because this is the first time an Aussie's been involved. We've got someone on the team.
Yeah.
We've got someone on the ground. Yeah. We've got someone to root for.
And we're rooting for him.
100%.
Because he's still out, isn't he?
Yeah.
Come on.
So, I don't know. I know it's wrong. It's horrible. But when you hear that an Aussie's escaped from Karabakan jail, you're like,
well, I said it.
Go, mate. Run, rabbit, run.
You remember the postcard bandit in Australia that just kept breaking out? Mm. And once again, you know it's wrong. He's breaking the law, but every Aussie's going, come on, buddy. So you can do it.
So four prisoners escaped. They tunneled to freedom, and two of them have been captured. And I was sitting there going, come on, Aussie. Come on, Aussie. He's still out there.
Yeah. Wasn't an Aussie they got.
No, they didn't. They caught, I think it was the guy from Vietnam and I think, let me see the other guy they got.
Now, any of these gentlemen on death row? Because I'd imagine that might be why they're escaping.
Remember this Aussie guy had two months left. What a quitter. Stick it out,
get
mate.
Back in there.
Nah, he's avoiding being extradited back to Australia in Perth because he's also going to be put away.
Yeah.
And so, but my favourite part of this story, well, the pair who got captured, first of all, were found at a luxury resort in East Timor.
There's a lot weird about that sentence.
I know.
First of all, you just escaped from prison. Don't go to luxury resorts.
It was 1,100 k's away, so they got a fair distance. See, I'm thinking, 1,100 k's? Well, no, that's a good job. How'd you do it? Who gave you a lift? Where'd you get your money?
Yeah.
I'm always interested to find out the minutiae of these things. East Timor, I wouldn't have thought would have a luxury resort, but they do.
You don't think luxury holiday East Timor.
Well, they were found there and apparently at quite a notorious resort where people go for perhaps extramarital exercise.
Oh.
Yes. I learned all this on the listening to AM on the way in.
Okay.
But my favorite part of this is the Balinese police are doing all that they can to figure out how the hell these guys got out.
How'd they do it?
What?
Yeah.
So they asked two long-term prisoners to shimmy down the tunnel.
Oh, what?
To find...
Oh, God. They didn't go down themselves.
They didn't send a camera, a rope... But remember, they flooded it first to check no one had drowned in there.
Right.
And then they wanted to see, so they flooded it, couldn't see, still too dark, too murky, grabbed one of the prisoners and said, can you go down the 40-centimetre wide dirt tunnel just to check if anyone's in there?
That is brilliant. And they're waiting at one end going, did you see anyone?
Hey. Hello,
hey, buddy.
Hello.
Buddy. Oh, shit.
And
I've lost another one.
And the prisoners there, you can't say no. Like, if you're getting asked, you won't get fed for a month.
No, it's like, no.
Grab a cat in prison.
Your punishment is you have to go down that tunnel.
Can you imagine being the prisoner that's asked? Go down 40 centimetres wide, that wide.
Well, they're not asking me, are
they? Dirt, no. Oh. This is the case where you want to be a husky lass.
Yeah.
This is where you want to have some meat on your bones.
Yeah.
40 centimetres, I'm never going to fit through there.
No.
Are you joking? We fit my leg. So run, Aussie, run.
Run, Aussie,
I mean,
run.
Terrible.
Yeah.
He committed a crime.
You did.
But there's something in me, in the Australian spirit, that
absolutely
hears that he's still on the run. And I think, oh, keep going, mate.
So, we support you, buddy.
We don't.
No, we don't.
But we do.
Yeah, we do.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? Stop your crying, I got tickets to sell. Run your fingers through his curly hair, feeding pieces of a ripe pear. Delicious. Cute Ross Band Karina, April 27. He'll be there, it's on sale now. Through Ticket Tech, don't touch his hair or feed him a pear.
That's the Thriller equivalent of openers.
Yes.
That's the last time you'll have to hear that.
Yeah.
Because next week, guess what we're giving away?
Soda Streams.
The bubbles. Feel the bubbles.
And the original, the first time we ever had a crack at an opener.
Do you know what I just decided?
OG, what?
I'm going to have a bath in Soda Stream.
Oh, that's good idea.
Isn't it?
How will you warm it up?
No, it's just a cool bath.
It's a sparkling fun. Bath.
Sparkling
just
bubbles.
Sparkling on no, your no, no. scrotum.
Ooh,
what if tickly. You dipped your...
Yes.
What if you dipped your...
My wang.
...bits into bowl. A bucket of mineral water?
Yeah.
Of, would that... Would you get a fizzy feeling on the
yes,
skin?
Yes, that's exactly why I'm going to fill a whole bath with SodaStream.
That would be lovely.
With a SodaStream at home.
I think that would be lovely. Can you report back and let me know?
I just can't wait to see Hannah's face as she walks past. What are you...
You just got the thing in there just pumping it. You're going to need backup cylinders, mate.
Oh, don't worry. They're already ready in the cupboard. I didn't know what for, but I just found out.
Oh, yeah, what's the superior? Today, it's a loose Friday, guys. Friday, Friday, fun one. Ba, ba, ba. What's the superior, just because it's fun to do this, because Harley and I have noticed we do a lot of this. What's the superior pet hate?
Yeah.
What's the tiny, the little petty, thing. Insignificant thing
yeah.
that makes you want to get stubby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just slap, just, slap, slap. Mm, it just. Mm. Now, I know you're going to have a few, so I'll just have my coffee.
I'll get a few, but I'm just going to go with my number one, and it has bothered me for a very long time, but it's the proximity of the person in the line behind me to my butthole. Why do you have to stand so freaking close? Yeah, it happened yesterday. I was at the supermarket and I was about to turn around. Do you know how many fantasies I have in my head of the things I'm going to say? Like, and yesterday's, there was a lady, she was middle to older, middle age to older.
So good was, description of age.
Yeah.
She was middle to older.
She was annoying. She's the reason that the housing prices are so high.
Oh.
That generation.
Baby boomer.
Anyway, she was just standing very close, and I just wanted to turn around to her and go, oh, did you know there's been a study showing that the closer you stand to people, the faster they'll be at the register? And she would have gone, really? No, back off!
Is that your A-game? Is that what you've been fantasising about
that's
saying?
That's the one I went with
is
yesterday.
Is that the one in your... Did you say... You didn't say it.
I've all,
you
said no, it I didn't say mind. Anything. There's also another fantasy that I come up with an actual laminated card, and I just hand it to people
yeah.
about my issues with personal space and that I need you to back off. I have a condition, please don't be that close to me.
That would be amazing.
I've never said anything, but I just, why are people... And,
can I encourage you, sister, yeah. just to speak up? Don't really? Be oppressed anymore. Just say something. What are you afraid of? They'll definitely back away if you start ranting at them.
Ooh, they'll back yeah. away.
For me, also at the supermarket, I'm also at the supermarket for my pet hate.
Yes. What is
this
it?
This happened yesterday too.
Take
to
a
me.
Run up, mate.
You know when you're lining up and yeah. you're unpacking your trolley?
Yes.
And then someone walks up behind you with one thing
yep.
and asks you if they can go
ooh.
Before you? No. Nah. Sorry, mate. I'm half unpacked. I got here before you.
Not my fault.
It's not my fault. You've
I'm
got a
here.
Sad life and you've just got some frozen peas.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with those peas, you psycho?
Put them on your balls
because
you sat in a SodaStream bath.
I don't know why. I don't know why. If you know what? I do have an exception. If it's an old person... I will pay for an old person's groceries if they don't have the money on them. I've
oh,
done
yeah.
that. Oh, 100%.
That's nice.
I feel sorry. I've always loved old people and I lost yeah. all my old people at once and I relate to very, very young and very, very old.
Sure.
So if you're above the age of, say, 60,
yep.
I'll pay for your groceries. I'll let you through.
Is that very, very old to you, above 60?
No, but yeah.
Are you going to pay for them?
Yeah.
Baby boomers.
Shit.
No, you've got to go above.
70.
You've got to go above 80.
What's my cutoff?
Well, I think... I don't know where the...
When are the builders still around?
Nah, builders are mostly going now. They're being,
they got shit done.
They got
They beat
shit
communism.
Done.
They were amazing.
Yeah, rebuild a nation.
Yeah, for me, don't ask me to cut in if you've only got one thing and I've already half unpacked my groceries. The other thing for me, chewing. Yeah. If I can hear you chew. Oh, my God.
Really?
The sound of chewing is something... It's enough. Whoa.
Is it?
Yep. I'd start a war.
Hey, Brody,
over it.
Can you get me some breakfast?
Because my husband can't breathe through his nose. So
oh, can't he? He's a mouth breather.
Oh.
Oh.
And so when he eats, it is. Yes. Don't! And it's like it's cheese grater on my soul.
Yeah.
And it took me, we'd been together at least a year before, and I'd had a child within a year of us getting together.
Yeah, that's.
Yep. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And I finally said to him, please. Don't eat around me.
not chew with your mouth going, please, don't eat around me.
And you know what
me.
He does with ice cream? He, like, he pulls it in and out and, you
what
know,
you
like,
mean?
Makes it smooth. You know, he doesn't just, you know, he puts it in his mouth and he puts his mouth over the top. And, like, he keeps, he doesn't just put the scoop in his mouth. He puts the ice cream in and then, like, shakes it.
Him and my father would not be friends.
And then, like, makes it liquidy on the spoon, just put it in.
No, that's.
And the last thing of my pet hates.
Yes. Well,
my daughter has to.
I don't think it's the last thing. It's the last thing you're going to tell us today.
My daughter, when she eats, I have a lot of issues around food.
Well, you could have just stopped at, I have a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
That's all right.
100%.
Today's, we're focusing on
pet hates. I don't think I hide that fact.
No, no.
I don't think I pretend to be a normal, balanced no. person. I think that's part of the charm.
That'd be alarm bells if you were pretending
Who
to
be. Who are we getting today?
Amelia, can we have a chat?
What's wrong?
Step into my office.
When Odette eats, Harley, she has to pull everything apart into little pieces, like she has to kill it again. Like she'll have to.
Why?
When she eats chocolate or when she eats meat or when she eats anything, she's got to get it and shred it.
A little piece.
Just little pieces.
Yeah, my sister used to do that.
That ain't 1060. For What's the Superior? What's the Superior Pet Hate? Two tickets to see Harry Styles. We'll take your calls next.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
For two tickets to see Harry Styles, What's a Superior Pet Hate for your R&B Friday, Sydney. Mazzy, we're just saying yesterday we haven't heard from Mazzy.
Yeah, Mazzy!
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, yeah, thank you, buddy.
Happy R&B Friday. What?
Happy R&B Friday.
Good girl. Oh, yep, go.
I work at Coles as my second job. And where I live, there's a lot of, like, you know, moms to be in here in Edgecliff. So they're, like, private school. My God, I work at the 12 items or less all the time.
Yeah.
And people just put their trolley and then, hello, can you read?
Mazzy's had it with the rich mums who come through with more than 12 items.
Yep.
I feel you, Mazzy.
I feel you too, mate, because you're there behind them and you've got 11 and a half items.
Oh, and I always count in my basket before I line up. I get anxiety if I have more.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Someone's in there with 21 items.
Mazzy's on the ground. She works in the 12 items. She's the checkout lady.
Count your items.
I love that she's like the mothers from each
If you, yeah, I know. That was really good. If you've got 10 avocados.
You're rich.
Yeah.
You're making fat stacks of cash. You could go outside and sell those. You could be a dealer.
You could buy a house.
An avo dealer.
10 avocados.
Oh, you want some avos? I've got some avos. Yeah, they're good. They're ripe. Because I've got to have a look. Have a come around the corner. Have a look at my avos. Rachel in St. Leonard's. Hello.
Hello.
What's the superior pet hate?
I hate it when you're driving and you slow down in your lane and you let someone in and they can't even stick their hand up and give you a nice little wave.
Oh, yeah.
So Harley has a theory about the courtesy wave.
So I used to do the courtesy wave for all sorts of moments. But then there's... So, listen.
I'm listening.
There's a moment where Rachel's just describes someone has slowed down and let you in. You give a courtesy wave.
They've actually changed the course of their driving to accommodate you.
Slowed down.
Give them a wave.
Let you in. Then there are other moments where, so I'm the car that needs to be let in and I'm not waiting for a slowdown. I am.
Well, no one's giving you one because they're rude.
Yeah, I'm just doing a thing I like to call indicate and swerve. It's sort of like Bart and Lisa just swinging their arms around.
Yeah. Dodging
cars. I'm just doing this, and if you get hit, that's your fault. And in that moment, I'm not waving because I have alpha mailed you, and you will point at me and go, well done.
Yeah, you will go, you will acknowledge my defensive driving.
Absolutely.
You will give me a clap.
Yes, you clap me.
You will stop your car, get out and bow to my driving. I get it.
I have forced my way in.
My attitude is the same. Like, I will, how many times a week I will say to someone, oh, I'll hit you with the C-bomb after that.
Yeah.
Like, if they're not letting me in, I'm like, I'm just going to keep merging. And if you run into, oh, we'll hit you, oh, we'll hit you.
Since I've been driving the Land Cruiser, I used to say I'll hit you, but now I say I will tear you apart.
You drive
because my car will open up other cars 100%. Like a can opener.
Vicky in Penhurst, hello.
Good morning, guys. Oh, my God. I'm glad you're talking about this subject this morning.
Excellent.
I want to get it out there.
Yeah,
tell me.
What do you got?
I catch public transport to work in the morning. Now, it's bad enough when there's people talking on their mobile phones behind you really loud.
Oh, yeah.
What's really worse is when they have it on loudspeaker. So you can hear what they're saying and you can hear what the other person on the other end is saying as well. And you've got someone screaming behind you with this distorted voice coming out of the phone and someone right behind your ear. It is really, really annoying.
I'm with you, Vicky, because there's more and more of this behaviour going on. People are walking along, having screen time chats with people and just chatting back and forth.
You know what I hate too? Or to add to that, when people play videos out loud in public transport, when they're watching something on YouTube out loud. Or put just, your headphones in, you dickhead.
Yeah, people are walking around with just music playing now as well. You know what it is?
What?
Bloody Apple. They don't have their headphone jacks.
Yeah, it's so true. We're just turning into AM.
Aren't we?
I'm okay with that.
I'm happy with it.
Me too.
I'm settling right
it's
in.
It's just like, I could whinge for 3 hours. Really?
Screw the ads, screw the music.
We could just sit here
talk
and just
flat
whinge.
Out.
Sarah in St. Mary's, hello.
Hi, how are you?
What's a superior pet hate?
Okay, this is happening right now, my shared accommodation. Somebody is putting their fingers through the spreads, like the peanut butter, the Nutella, even the normal margarine. They're using their finger instead of a knife or a spoon to spread with.
Do you live with boys?
I live with two boys and another girl, and we have a feeling who it is, and we're hoping it's not the mechanic.
What? you forget about the girl. It's definitely not a. It's one of those boys.
What's his name? What's the mechanic's name?
Okay, it's Michael. Yeah, Michael. And I know he's listening.
Michael.
Michael.
Get Michael. Your Sarah has out of had a spread. Gutful of your filthy fingers
I
in
mean,
her.
For God's sake.
Spreads in her peanut butter.
We'll come around to that house.
Don't be disgusting. You filthy boy. You. Stop being a boy. Okay.
And also, good job.
No.
No.
He's a mechanic.
He's making his housemate strong. He's building an army.
Oh, my God. Will you stop with this? Exposing people to filth to make them superhuman is not a thing.
It's going to catch on.
It's not like getting bitten by a spider and becoming Spider-Man.
It is the same thing.
It's not the same.
I'm
licking a toilet seat and I'm going to be super strong. No, you're just going to be sick. Ben in Richmond, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Darling, hello. What's a superior pet hate?
When people walk slowly in front of you, especially when there's like four of them in a line.
Slow walker rage is real. It is so real.
Don't get me started.
And I come from a family of fast walkers. We're small Italian people, so we're off. We're gone. The reason I call my dad Vincey is because he would walk so fast that I'd lose him. And if I shouted out, Dad, 50 men would turn around. So as a little kid, I learned to shout out, Vincey!
Yeah.
Because we're fast walkers.
And then when you're in Italy, 50 men turn around.
Pretty much. Slow walkers. That is
can't
so
stand
can't
it.
Stand it. Oh. Don't do it.
No, just get
out of the way.
It's
get
fine.
To the left.
If you need to walk slow, yes.
Get
stick
to the left.
Left. Hey, and if you have a pram, congratulations on your bundle of joy.
Oh, the pram.
Stick to the side.
Pram women.
You're not having a conversation on the footpath, two prams and two women chatting, say, look what I did. No, just get to the side.
Do you know what? You can't get into I will say it too. I'm a woman who had two prams.
Yeah.
Don't assume because you have a pram, you're right.
No, you're not right.
You get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. God. Oh, we're going to get letters now.
Yeah,
oh,
I
my
don't care.
God. We're going to get so many letters.
I don't even care. Write the letters and I'll write back to you.
Will you?
Yep. No, I won't. But
dear,
I'll talk about it.
Dear stupid face.
Dear stupid idiot that doesn't know how to get your pram to the side.
Let's give the Harry Styles tickets to Mazzy. Hey, Mazzy!
Oh, my God.
You're going to see Harry Styles. I know you'll enjoy that.
Oh, thank you, guys. You make my day.
No worries,
buddy. Oh, darling. Mazzy always sounds like she's going hard on the karaoke.
Yeah.
Before, doesn't she?
She's been flat out.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your calls. Go on.
So there's a knock at the door yesterday at my house.
Wait.
Yep, that's happened. Knock at the door. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't remember any of my friends saying they're coming over.
I don't remember inviting anyone.
Or anyone making an appointment.
Do you get when someone knocks on my door, I'm like, what?
Yeah. I was like, I looked at Hannah.
Who's doing that?
I went, hold on, I'm just going to go get the gun. And I went and got my double-barreled shotgun.
No, you
and
didn't.
And came back to the door. I've got a license.
No, you don't. You don't have a gun and you don't have a license.
Well, I don't have one of those things. I don't have a gun. Anyway, I came to the door, and on the other side of the door were two young gentlemen, well-dressed, with a pamphlet. And I went,
hello,
I know
my
you.
Name is Aldra Price.
Well, they did not have white shirts, short-sleeve white shirts and ties, which are the Mormons.
They're not Mormons.
These guys, immediately, I was like, Jehovah's, and not Jehovah himself. That would
I was going to say, wow, Jehovah's.
I would say people have been looking for you.
Popped in every religion.
Come on inside.
Some people think you're back, some don't.
Yes.
Some lost you.
This was just the witnesses. And the guy went to talk. He went, hello.
I won't say what my Italian immigrant father calls the Jehovah's.
Right, no, don't do that. And I went.
We can only imagine.
I didn't out loud, but in my demeanour, I went, bup, bup, bup. I didn't say it out loud. I just, he went to talk and I pointed at him and I went, religion? question mark? Yeah. And he went, yes. And I went, very much an atheist. And I saw his eyes darting left and right, left and right, left and right, searching for the line that you
to
come
convert
back with,
you, to
with
bring
the
you
atheist.
Back to, yeah.
But I just kept talking. I went, very much an atheist. I went, thank you very much for dropping by and best of luck in the pursuits of your business. Bye-bye.
Oh,
and just
good.
Closed the door.
You're so kind.
It just came out of nowhere.
That was a nice way.
I think it's a nice way.
I just opened the door, see, and then I just said, oh, no, thank you. And then I shouted again.
Oh, I'm full.
I had enough.
I've had enough.
Oh, I am yeah. full.
In my more I've got nothing going on day, like if you knock on my door and I've got nothing going
will
on.
Will you have a chat?
Will I have a chat?
Oh, no. Are you one of the ones that gets into a religious debate?
Well, they'll quote stuff at me and I'll quote stuff
yeah,
back
they don't
at them from
you,
their own book.
You grew up with that stuff. Yeah. You've read the Bible.
I'll just go, what about that passage? And they'll be, what? I've never heard of that. Yeah, it's in this.
Do you try and out-Bible the Bible bashers?
Yeah, it's easy.
Wow.
Because they've only got a few things they're focused on. They're focused on a few different moments.
Why haven't we done this? Why haven't we had someone who's extremely religious ring up and you have a Bible off?
No, if it was a real competition, it'd been a long time since I read it.
Oh, but you'd be amazed. The recall.
Little bits come out.
Just all of a sudden you're just spinning it
out. No, I just get the Reverend on. I'll get Reverend on speed.
Your dad.
I'll get him on.
I think it's pretty ballsy to knock on people's doors and force your religion on them. I feel like I wouldn't do that. So these people are true believers.
Imagine the crap they would get. To knock on it, go, I believe this so much, I'm going to go
wear a suit
and annoy somebody I've never met with what I believe.
They must be doing a swoop at the moment because we've spoken to a few people around the office.
Yeah.
And
it's happening.
And we live 50 minutes away
from each other.
We got a knock on the door the other day.
Yeah.
So they must be doing a swoop.
Well, to believe in something so much that you're going to go and try and convert people. Maybe I'll start that. I'll just start knocking on doors and go, hey, you got chickens?
Beer.
You should get chickens.
Oh, you went, I went beer. You went chickens. I should knock on the door and just glitter in people's faces.
You just go, glitter.
Like
and
Margaret.
And I'll be behind and I'll just have a little chicken.
Chicken!
And just peg it in their house.
What's your belief?
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, there's an interesting thing that I read yesterday that, look, I kind of read and went, yeah, no one wants to actually, when Lizzie goes, the Queen.
Elizabeth.
Yeah. No one wants to take up the crown.
No.
No one actually wants to be king or queen.
Well, her son, Charles, you've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's been on that for a very long time saying that he doesn't know that if there's much relevancy to the royal family anymore.
Mm. But also, it's just professional visiting.
Yes.
You know, like all you're really doing is just visiting. And that nearly killed Phil. People thought that Phil was done for because he was doing so much professional visiting.
Yeah.
And
because that's why he's retired.
Yeah.
And let's keep in mind what he's retired from. He's retired from going over people's houses.
And imagine all the small talk you'd have to. I'm terrible at small talk. I like to start, as you know, conversations in the middle to sort the men from the children.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, what's that saying? The mice from the men.
Yeah.
Good. And it's like I like to go straight in the middle and say something, I don't know.
Polarizing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not even polarizing, just big and real and meaty that we can talk about or have the person walk away. But imagine the small talk you'd have to make as a royal.
Oh, small talk is just the most pointless use of
English
language.
Let's do some small talk. Yeah. How's the kids?
That's not really. Is that small? Oh, well, they're good.
Small. But if I said, has Leonard crapped in the bath recently?
No, but Walter did.
Great. Now we're having a conversation. Do you see the reason you start a conversation in the middle with people?
Yeah, yes.
And then your eyes just lit up then because, Walter did.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a whole
And it's natural.
It's natural.
It's not. Stop doing it, mate.
But no, this came from Prince Harry, which I love because Haz is so far down the line.
Yeah.
Mate, Harry, so many bad things
happen. One, two, three, four. Is he fifth?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, he's way, way down.
Charles is first.
Then William,
then his two kids.
His two sons.
Yeah.
Yes. And then
Harry.
Hazza. Wait, is the daughter in front of Harry? Is Charlotte, Princess Charlotte?
Who's
is that her name? William's got a daughter.
Does she?
The new baby.
Oh, so there's a
Has
boy.
Has William got
and
a daughter?
Girl.
Have
yeah,
I added in an extra son? Doesn't have two sons. Yeah, he's got a daughter. Is she in front of Harry now?
I'm an expert on this.
Queen.
So I'm pretty sure.
Charlotte, Princess Charlotte. I think she's in front of Haz too.
Yeah.
And Haz has come out and gone, you know what? We want to modernise the British monarchy. We're not doing it for ourselves, but for the greater good of the people. And is there anyone of the royal family who actually wants to be king or queen? I don't think so.
But that's just like somebody that's fifth in line to say.
It's like, you know, it's me saying, I don't want to be president.
I can't talk for the others, but I'm pretty sure no one wants to do it.
I would personally love King Harry.
Oh, King Harry.
I would love everyone to abdicate. Yeah. Just go, Harry, you take it from here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having Ed Sheeran. In my mind, it's Ed Sheeran running everything.
It is very similar.
Can I tell you a story about Ed Sheeran that
Please go.
So, Ed Sheeran and I have the same touring company, whatever, no big deal, Frontier Touring. And I was meeting with the guy who runs Frontier, and he told me the most beautiful story, how they wanted to buy Ed a really nice watch because Ed collects watches.
Yeah.
And it was like a ridiculous amount of money. It was a timepiece. You know, when watches cost so much money, they move into timepiece territory.
Yeah.
They're not watches anymore. No. And then they become instruments, the ones pilots wear.
Instruments.
There's three levels of watch. Well, this thing was the level above instrument.
Right.
And
a house.
Yeah, more.
Yeah.
And this guy took the photos to Ed and said, oh, you know, pick one. Please tell me the watch. We want to thank you for your tour. You've been amazing. And Ed knew how much it costs. And he said, look, would you mind just taking this money that you want to spend on my watch and dividing it up and giving it to my crew? Oh.
Good on him. Oh. They all got a Casio concert.
A baby dish.
Yeah.
I just like that story.
That's a nice
story. It's a nice story.
Yeah.
I'll believe that.
And Royals, look, have fun and
you don't have
maybe
to link
move
back.
On.
You don't have to go do a call back on the Royals. Like, we're over. We're done with them.
We're off now.
I'm just straight into Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
It's about to get hectic up in here.
Yes.
He's our favourite celebrity chef.
Yeah.
Please welcome Miguel Maestro.
I love your Spanish accent. It's brilliant.
Thank you. It is brilliant.
And I love to see this webcam. I can see how Harley's having a paella for breakfast.
Yes.
With a glass of sangria. That's why he's so excited.
Sangria.
You are having that. That is amazing. Now, we were just talking off air. You know, you said that you'd seen our billboards all around Sydney.
Oh,
and
no.
you loved my open mouth and my mustache.
No, I refer to Harley's mustache. And you're open mouth.
I mean, her mustache is nearly as good as mine.
It is.
Oh. You didn't say that. I didn't say that. Just for the record, okay?
I love how even the record, the R gets rolled. Just for the record.
I'm a Rustiano.
Oh, my God.
What's going on, Miguel?
The Good Food and Wine Show, Miguel.
The Good Food and Wine Show in Sydney. I guess this is the weekend to be in Sydney because it's for the food lovers, it's a little bit of everything. Wine, cheese,
right.
Chocolate. Cooking demonstrations. We got it all here. And all the chefs, all the great chefs of the country, they're here. We got George Colombares, Gary Megan, Luke Nguyen, Alistair McLeod. And, you know, I guess it's Colin Fasnich as well. And it's going to be a lot of accent in that stage.
A lot of accents indeed.
And do you guys all get together and get out the back of those marquees and just, should I say, bend arm?
Should I stay or should I go? We're actually really good friends. Yesterday we were all having dinner and we get to catch up and see what everybody's
doing. Where do you guys have dinner? Where do the top chefs eat?
We're staying in the QT hotel, so we're just having dinner at the hotel.
Nice.
It's quite close. It's now in the entertainment center in Sydney. It's the first time it's not done in Homebush anymore, and it's buried right in the middle of the city. So I guess this year is going to be massive. We just came back from Melbourne. We did 32,000 people going through the door.
Oh,
so, it's so good. I was just telling you, Good Food and Wine Show, I have fond memory, my greatest day ever, because you wear your wine glass around your neck in like a wetsuit material.
Yes,
harness.
Right.
And so you got your hands free, Miguel, and you're just shoving cheese in. You're just chewing samples.
Ooh.
And all the while you're just drinking more and more wine and you lose track. And then all of a sudden you've signed up to a wine delivery service and there's crates arriving at your house and you have no recollection of how it happened.
It's like a grown-up primary school celebration.
Oh, no, you know what it's like? It's like Lollapalooza or Big Day Out for old foodies.
No, it's not. You know, it's funny to see the different sessions across the day. I got sessions early in the morning and people is more polite and they're having breakfast and all this. And at 5 o'clock, 4:30, everybody just have a few vinos like you, Emma Rusciano, and they're like, yeah!
Yeah.
They're all just screaming and
hectic.
Getting really excited.
There's orgies in the bathroom. It's all happening. It's crazy.
Just made all the levels in everyone's radios peek out. There's dogs running, screaming from their yard.
I just love, people sit, I've watched Miguel's demonstrations. People sit in the crowd just nodding and smiling because you talk so fast.
And I guess it's the first time, you know, when you work in TV, you always have a producer. When you do live show, it's not produced by anyone. And it's just pretty much unleash the Kraken. And it just
open the door and I'm like, and it's like a Spanish bull going in the Pamplona and all the running of the bulls. And I go out there and I just give everything I have. And
you
I
do.
Just love it.
It's like food cabaret when he gets on stage. You don't understand. There's dancing, there's singing, there's kissing, there's pointing. I can't recommend it enough. Miguel Mestro, you'll be on stage, obviously, and out and about around the Good Food and Wine Show this weekend at the International Convention Centre, Sydney. I can't recommend you get a group
get
of friends, get a wine necklace, and get amongst it. That's
get
all
a
I have
wine
to say.
Necklace. That's the quote of the day, Emma Ruschano.
I need to be the face of this thing next year because I will sell a buttload of tickets.
With your big open mouth.
Oh, my God. Goodfoodshow.com.au. Miguel, anytime. You're welcome in this studio.
I just want to clear that it's a cabaret of cooking, but I will not take my clothes off.
Well, thanks for clearing that up. I didn't understand a word.
Just in case.
He said he will take his clothes off for a price. Thanks, Miguel.
Thank you very much, guys.
Hey, 131060, what'd you get sucked into buying for your health?
Oh.
Or beauty?
Good caller.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you just saw something that, on hindsight, was ridiculous, but at the time you're like, oh, my God, this is the answer to everything. Gwyneth Paltrow has released a line of stickers.
Wait. Sorry, you're talking about health and then you've just told me about some stickers.
You know, she's got the website Goop.
Yeah.
Where she encourages women to put eggs up their vaginas.
What? Okay.
And tells you to knit your own tampons.
Knit your tampon.
I may have made one of those up. I'll let you decide which because they're both ridiculous.
Well,
she has a new sticker selection out and it's called Body Vibes. They're Body Vibe stickers. Body Vibes are smart stickers embedded with a specific combination of biofrequencies designed to enhance and activate particular targeted systems.
Oh, my God.
Body Vibes are made from exclusive material originally developed by NASA.
Oh, now I'm in.
Can I order 11,000 million of these stickers? Because they're basically staying health. If you stick these stickers on your body, and there's a girl, she's got three stickers on her arm there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I'm going to look like her.
Well, she's very beautiful. I imagine before she put that on,
she was a hag. And then she popped on this sticker with a star and a unicorn and a moon.
And she looks like.
And now she's a top class model. If someone said to me, here's a sticker that will make you happy and beautiful, oh my God.
Everywhere.
I don't want an inch of skin showing.
Yeah.
I want it on everything.
A sequin sticker.
Unfortunately, NASA has the internet and has come out and said, actually, NASA have never made spacesuits with conductive carbon material lining. We actually just use spandex and and synthetic polyamides and materials that serve a purpose beyond making the wearer look like a resident of Coachella. Yeah. So NASA just having a dig at Goopy Goop.
Can I just say, too, to all the people out there that are similar to...
Why have those producers blocked the lines? I solicited for a caller at the top. You guys, thank you.
Right. To all those people out there that are similar to Gwyneth Paltrow, stop wasting NASA's time. They're very busy.
Oh, my God.
They've got a lot on.
But if you... I'm a prime target for these type of products.
Yes.
I honestly am. If there's a serum... Or look at Kim Kardashian. At the risk of talking about her, she has released face contouring cream.
What?
It's just a palette... One pallet, she sold $20 million worth in 20 minutes yesterday.
Whoa.
God. But people think that if they rub powder on their face the right way, they're going to look like Kim Kardashian.
Well, what I'm learning is, over and over again, I've been learning this for 37 years, there's a lot of idiots in the world. And the sticker and the face thing, it's not going to help. You know, I've had moments of idiocy, and I'll have moments into the future. When I was 15, I was rotund. And I thought I was rotund.
You were little.
Yeah, I had no wrists.
and you had a crucifix shaved into the back of your head.
Not at 15. I had gone by the time I was 15. I was just a little chubby bunny. And I wanted to fix it. And so I saw an advertisement for the ab roller. And, purchased the ab roller.
Wow.
Yes.
And I think I got, in total, I suppose, about 10 minutes of use out of the ab roller.
Remember the ab roller? I'm sure there'd be an updated version of the ab roller.
Look, if you need
Remember that you just roll backwards and forwards.
Yes, and they were saying that it's better than doing actual
sit-ups.
Just do a sit-up.
I know, but I'm the vulnerable female, perhaps. I know, but I see these stickers and I see it stuck on this girl and I'm told it's going to make me a better person.
It won't.
All I have to do is stick a sticker on. I don't have to jog or diet.
No.
I'm going to buy the sticker.
Yeah. You don't have to diet.
Can
you
we please order
better.
Can we please order the stickers? Let's get
some stickers. How much are they?
I think they're like $1,200 a pallet.
What?
Let's do a live Google. Goop stickers.
I imagine they're very expensive. Like, it costs a lot of money to buy stupid.
It just says here how to remove stickers goo.
Oh.
oh, they're 80, 60 bucks a sticker.
Oh, that's all right. We can afford that.
NASA recording it. 120 bucks for a 24 pack of BS.
I'm having that. Get us a pack each.
Can we order a pack, please? I want to wear the stickers for a day and
screw
see what's happening. Screw you, NASA.
What do you know?
Make me pretty and thin by sticking a sticker on my arm. I'll take all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
We're here for yahoo7.com.au/BE. Do you know how sure I am this 50K is going to go up?
How sure?
I'm popping on my lippy.
Are you ready?
Because I know that Christian's going to have to put this video up.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, Storm from Penrith, how are you going?
Good. Oh, my God.
Okay.
First of all.
Ah, shit.
Good name. No.
Thank you.
Good name.
It is a good name because it's with the letter S.
Yeah.
Your name is not one of the answers. I don't want you to get confused.
Oh.
I just, you've got to be calm and say the first thing that you think of, you will get this.
Storm, face.
I don't know what's happened, but our boss has gone absolutely mental. He's made the question so easy.
Yeah.
I don't know why he wants
That's
it.
That's okay.
Well, it's tax time, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Is that why? We're trying to get rid of it?
That's my birthday tomorrow.
All right. Oh. All right, Storm, baby. Now, just every answer, just start with a sound. Everything straight in.
Storm, I'm already busy. I'm actually busy. I'm already dizzy.
Okay, do it. You can do it.
I'm already dizzy. Okay, I might pass
look
out.
Look at the camera on.
To the two people in the room, if I pass out, don't try and pick me up. I'm very big. It'll be all right.
I'll take over.
Just, you know, the smelling salts. Just get a beer and rub it underneath my nose. I'll be fine.
All right, come on, Storm.
Here we go. Come on.
Wait. Let me get the thing. Let me get the sheet so I can tick it. Hang on.
I'm flustered. No,
God.
Storm. Right,
okay.
Flap in here.
Okay.
All right.
I am. Got my flaps in a flap.
There's 10 questions.
Oh, wait, my pen doesn't work. Okay, go.
10 questions, Storm. Your time's that. Just the first thing that comes in your head, your letter is S. And here is the first question. Name a day of the week.
Saturday.
An electronic brand.
Samsung.
A car brand.
Swift, Suzuki.
A sport.
Soccer.
An ice cream flavour.
Sorbet, sherbet.
An item of clothing.
Shirt.
A school subject.
Science.
A tool.
A screwdriver.
Something you find at the beach.
Swimmers.
A European country.
Sydney.
Did you just say Sydney?
No, I said Sudanese, but that's not even the language.
No.
Oh, you were the language. So close.
And you only got 700. What did we stuff on? You,
no,
you can't,
she got 900.
No, we
she
can't.
She said Suzuki.
Take...
She went back. She said Swift and Suzuki.
The rules are really clear. Notes up.
No, but you don't listen to the show, you idiots. She said Swift and then she went back and said Suzuki.
No, but you don't listen to the rules.
I don't care about the rules.
We must take the first answer.
Oh.
And she also said sorbet and that's not a flavour.
Then she said sherbet.
Yeah.
Damn it! Give her 900. I'm giving you 900, Storm, because it's your birthday tomorrow.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
For anyone out there listening, 700 is what you got, but Em's making it 900.
Because it's her birthday.
Because it's your birthday.
So for anyone, lovely. Anyone worrying,
I threw my headphones, Storm, I nearly passed out.
She should get 700, but because it's her birthday, I'm awarding her 200 from not my money.
From not your money.
Oh my. So $900.
I think I'm going to cry. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Enjoy, buddy.
Cause if you're not really here, then the stars don't even matter. Now I'm filled to the top with fear that it's all just a bunch of matter. Cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you, black and gold. Black and gold, black and gold.
Woo! Yeah, she's back in.
I love that song.
That was great.
Thanks.
Well
Next
done.
Week, I have to share with you, we're doing a Diesel.
Are ya?
Yeah. Cool. It's very exciting.
We should get him in.
We should. Yes. Let's make that happen.
You listening, Diesel?
Of course he listens. Mark Lazotte. Oh, my God. I had so many posters of Diesel on my wall.
I bet you did.
Whoa.
What do you mean, I did have?
Yeah. Johnny Diesel and the Injectors. Oh, my Christ.
So.
Oh, yes.
Birthday parties.
13-10-60. Let's throw it straight out, straight,
straight
away. This is going to set some people on fire.
Yeah.
Should every kid in the class have to be invited to the party? Because some primary schools have this rule that if you have a party and the invos get handed out of school, every kid in the class has to be invited.
We are at the age now of everyone gets a participant award, and I am 100% against it.
Me too.
Like, if my kid gets one, I'm against it. Stop it. Like, I understand that we need to work very hard to make sure kids feel safe at school, so the stopping of bullying.
Yeah.
But when you take let's stop bullying into let's not make them feel bad,
I know.
You're doing the wrong thing by them.
Well, also, you've got to teach your kids resilience.
Absolutely.
And sometimes in life, you get left out, and maybe you need to have a little look on the inside, and why are you getting left out? Is there something that you can change about yourself?
Yeah.
Or it's just life, and I think if you're protecting your kids from feeling pain, then when it actually happens to them down the track, they get floored.
Yeah, because this comes up because I'm at birthday parties.
Tell me.
Pretty much every weekend.
I know.
Pretty every weekend I'm at a birthday party.
See, this is a rule.
Yeah.
At your school?
No, there's no rule. It was somebody in the office.
Oh, that's
right. There was a rule.
Sarah.
Yes.
Yes.
Where they had to invite everyone.
Ours
is not a rule, but because everyone else is doing it, no one wants to offend anyone.
But isn't the solution don't hand the invos out at school?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, when my kids have birthday parties and they don't want to invite everyone, and sometimes those kids are little shits to my kids and I don't want them in my house.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I'll do if I get them alone in a room. I might tersely lecture them. You know?
Terse.
But what we do is we just slip them into the backpacks at the end of the day. You know, just a little. I just pop in.
Oh, your kids of the age, they're all on social media, aren't they? No,
oh, yeah, there's the Facebook invites, but then bloody Apex turn up.
Oh,
the gang. If you put a thing online, you're having a party.
Ah, but you're private.
Nah, no, doesn't matter. Screenshot.
This is the thing too. Kids are getting a birthday party every year. For some reason, in my upbringing,
I only got big birthday parties. 5, 10, 16.
Yeah, see, no, they make sense. My family's was 6, 12, 18. I think it's because 18th is always a big birthday party.
That's weird.
So they just went 6, 12. Well, I guess it's the last year of primary school is 12.
I don't know. 5, I don't know 10, what was going 16, on.
Yeah,
18.
That's normal.
That's what we did.
That's normal.
Yeah.
But now,
every year.
Leonard's turning 7 this year, and it's his 7th birthday party. It's like, what? And so kids are coming. I'm charged with how many do I invite? He's got, I think there's 27 in the class.
Mm.
Well,
that's a lot of kids.
We're going to this climbing place.
You're going rock climbing.
We're going rock climbing, and it's $33 a head. That's all right. I don't mind, but I'm not paying for the 27 kids.
What does that equal?
They'll be.
I'm going to live calculate.
Live calculate.
Hang on a minute. What?
It's about $1,000. It's just under.
What are we going?
800.
27 times 33 equals $891.
$891.
That's a lot to spend.
That's a lot. I'm not spending that.
That's before you've done the food.
The minimum you're allowed to invite to this establishment is 10. So that's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to make a choice. Pick the 10. I don't care who they are. I don't like any of them.
No.
They're all idiots.
Listen, I honestly don't think you should have to invite everyone in the class.
If you're a parent at the school I go to, I don't think your kid's an idiot.
Yes, sorry. You do. You say you off air all the time.
Oh,
every
yeah.
kid. No, he doesn't. He doesn't speak very funny.
But you know what I did? 13-10-60, call up if you should can resonate with this in some
or not way. Even. Should every kid, 13-10-60, be invited in the class? Should it be a mandatory invo if you're having a party? I say no.
Oh, I say no. But you know what I did?
You know what, though? My kids are never not invited because they're legends.
Yeah, I bet. Same as my kid. No, that's not true.
No, that's not
but
true. I already gets uninvited.
I had to fill out the form of who the party kid was. And so I filled it out and got all the details and paid all the thing. And then I pressed boom, confirm. And as I pressed boom, confirm, I did what I should have done before I pressed it. And I reviewed all the details and realised that I'd spelt Leonard's name wrong.
What was his name now?
Instead of a D at the end, I'd mishit and hit an F, so he's
Leonard. So when his birthday cake comes out says, happy birthday, Leonard, it's your fault. Oh, the phones have lit up on 13-10-60. We'll take the calls next. Do you think every kid in the class should be invited as a mandatory, or are you in the tough love camp with Harles and I? Now, you're in birthday party
Yes, mode. It's Leo Naf's birthday.
Leo Naf, your lesser known son.
Leo Naf.
The one that sleeps in the cupboard under the stairs.
Yeah, yes. Well, he's already been to three or four of these parties. Crazy. Where they go to this climbing place. Mm. And that's what he said he wanted. And I was like, oh, whatever. Go to the climbing place.
Oh,
and
how makes, good's that? It's not at your what? House. Someone else does
the
work.
The past six that we've done, because he's had one for every birthday, is actually a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're actually putting on a party for adults because they're young. So it's all your mates coming over. And this idea came up, and it's neutral territory because, of course, he lives between two homes. Mm. Anyway, so it's like, oh, let's do that. And then how many to invite? Well, there's about 27 in his class, and that's not happening.
And there's some schools that have a policy that you must invite everyone in the class.
I think the policy specifically is if you're handing out invites in front of everyone, everyone's invited because kids aren't allowed to feel like they're rejected.
No.
And it's like, yeah.
We can't let our kids actually learn how to grow from pain. God forbid we
Welcome
expose
to the
them.
World. You know, this whole idea, oh, you participated, you get a medal. No, look, some kids suck at some things.
No.
And that's all right. My kid sucks at some things.
And they need to be told.
That's all right.
I've told you, Odie brings me her drawings and we judge them above the bin. I don't care. I don't want my kids walking into the world, little dickheads, assuming and being entitled that everything they do is amazing and they're good at stuff they're not. And my job is to teach them to either be better, grow from your weakness or your crapness.
Yeah.
Don't.
Or identify there's some things in life that you don't need to do.
Yes.
And also, they're going to get to work and wonder why the boss doesn't come in every other minute and go, you're doing a great
good
job, buddy.
Boy. Cassie and Padster, hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Oh, good.
What do you reckon?
I reckon the world has gone friggin' nuts. Since when did the school decide your child's party?
Absolutely.
It's true.
And who gets invited? I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, and the kids themselves know who's in whose group, like who likes who. And if one child doesn't get on with another child, they don't even expect to go to the party.
Do you Cassie? In defense of the schools, this is an issue not because of the schools. This is an issue because of the parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the parents of the kids not being invited. And it's hard being the kid never invited. I've been the parent of the kid who is different.
Yes.
I am.
Yeah.
And it is hard.
I've been the kid who was different.
Yeah, me too. I didn't get invited to Jay Barclay's 10th birthday party and I've never recovered.
Yeah.
You carry that shit. But it made me grow. It made me a stand-up comedian. These are the things that grow us.
Yeah.
But it's like, I forgot my tangent.
Oh, who knows?
A Carenza, hello. I forgot what I was saying.
I am.
I can't even remember what I was saying. It doesn't even matter.
What do you reckon about this Carenza?
Well, I have triplets. To invite all of them would be 90 kids, and that's impossible.
Yes, because they're in three different classes, the triplets.
Oh. Three different classes, two boys, one girl. So, and they also, like, my son last year had a camp he wanted to go on, so I said, well, you have to have a small party.
Yeah.
So he got to invite about six mates around.
Yeah.
Are you doing parties every year?
Yes.
Wow. When did this happen?
I don't know.
Carenza, did you get a party every year?
Yes.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was a really big thing, and it was just, you know, yeah, but I don't make them, like, out of control, if that makes sense. If it's at home, you just do all the old school stuff.
I know, it's a lot of
effort.
Oh, no, I salute you.
Old school effort.
Good on you, man. But
I like it. Yeah, I love it.
Triplets would be hard, though. Okay, you can't have everyone there. 90 kids. 90. Get stuffed. Oh, my God. Just the cleanup alone.
Oh, mate.
No,
yeah,
thank you.
Just get the gurney out and spray
you just
it down.
Set the house on light and leave. Yeah. Sarah Windsor, hello.
Hello, guys. Love you so much. Don't hate me for my opinion.
Sazzy, we welcome all opinions here.
What is yours before we say that?
Okay. I think it's acceptable.
Yes.
I have my reasons. Only because I've come from such an accepting sort of, when I say family, I mean, it's not that I've, you know, come out of something, but it's just more like we're very accepting of people in general and we just love people. And
what do you listen to us for then?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are the best. I got up so early to listen to you guys.
Aww.
It was cringing on that 50K question. Anyway.
I love that Sarah thinks 8 o'clock's early. That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's 22.
Oh, no.
No, she's up at 6.
Oh, right. AM.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sazzy,
I love you.
You
guys. That's my dedication. Look, I didn't have every party with every kid, but a lot of the time it was majority of the class. And at that age, I believe, it's encourageable to sort of, you know, say, look, it's great that everyone can be included. You know, you don't have, you know, that separation or the, you know, the, yeah, that separation of people, you know.
Sure.
It just, you're nice. It shows that, yeah, that everyone can get along, you know, no matter how big the class, you know, and you're at a stage where you are all still learning. And I think it's really good so you can sort of figure out who your friends are. And, yeah, and even younger, like.
Sezzy, how many kids' parties have you put on?
How many have you
How many have you had?
How many?
Me? Oh. Yeah. I didn't have one every week.
Now.
Parties. How many do you pay for?
Yeah, how many have you had? How many of your kids had?
Me?
Do you have kids?
Well, I don't have kids.
Sorry, Sarah. Sorry, but cut her off.
First of all, she's a much better person than us.
She is very lovely.
But she has never had to put on a children's party.
Because let's get down to brass tacks here. This is because I'm not paying for your shit kid to climb up a wall. That's why.
Don't bother writing to me and saying, as a mother, my child is one who gets excluded and I'm upset. As a mother, me too. And that's made it tougher and better. Don't bother writing it. I will lose my mind.
We don't need Kate.
Kate can go. Kate agrees with us anyway. She teaching resilience. Agree, Kate.
I'm finishing early just because I'm incensed.
Let's go. I'm done.
I'm out. On Monday, we're doing something that we came up with in our very first planning meeting, I'm pretty sure. in the first week.
It could go anyway.
Yeah.
We've backed ourselves in. Both of us are stand-up comics. I do a lot of improv.
Yeah.
Just because I can't stick to a script.
I did a heap of improv, theatre sports at school because I didn't have heaps of friends. So
we're going to, it's called Make It Up Monday or Made Up Monday. We're still arguing over the title.
It doesn't matter. We're making it up.
Yeah. So we've put it up online. You guys can just type in one word ideas or whole sentences.
Yeah.
You're basically in charge of planning our show. We're going to come in. Every break is empty and you'll see over 3 hours, there is lots to fill and each, don't pick it out yet. You got it on the spot.
Oh.
Put it back.
Sorry.
So we're going to put suggestions in a hat and then just as we come off the songs, each of us will take turns, we'll pick out the suggestion and we'll just
and then we go
riff
from there.
On that.
And this is what we're going to do to take us out on the Friday. This is the last talk break. We're going to have a crack at Make It Up Monday.
So you're
I've picked
one out.
Okay. I've picked one out.
Read
here,
it
right
out.
Here. We have not. Here we go. This is from Travel Droid. Okay, I picked up the dumbest one. Yeah. Tacos.
Oh, well, tacos are my favourite meal because at my auntie's wedding when I was a flower girl for the first time, they had a taco buffet. So I was a kid. I was five. I was allowed loose with a large spoon and cheese and meat.
Yes.
And ever since, for me, I've eaten at Michelin star restaurants, Hallie. I've gone around the world and if I had to choose, if I was on death row and I'd choose my last meal, it'd be tacos.
I think a lot of people would choose tacos. God, do you know the taco was actually first invented in 1932?
True.
Yeah, after a shortage of cutlery. And they're like, Mexico.
Mexico.
And they're going, we've got no cutlery. There've been a spout of cutlery theft.
Oh, my God.
There was a low amount of nickel and silver, so people were stealing everyone's cutlery.
Of course.
And then a guy named Javier
McTarkison.
Javier McTarkison. He invented, purely by accident. He forgot to put the yeast in his bread.
Yeah.
And this just came out flat. And he goes, what am I going to do here? And someone was like, I'm so hungry. Where's my fork?
Is that when the little girl walked in and said, why not both?
And then he threw a taco at the guy.
Ah.
And when he went to grab it, he just sort of lost him. He goes, I've caught it. He just went, taco. Because he sort of went to say thank you and hello at the same time.
But wasn't this the guy that when he was excited, he said his own last name?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Mick Taco.
Like I go, Rassiano.
And then he just grabbed meat with the taco and he jammed
his face.
And that's where they were invented.
That's fascinating. Oh, we're going to be fine on Monday, you guys.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen wouldn't have got in your ears without the help of B from Yahoo 7. Next time you need the latest gossip, viral videos and the hottest topics, you'll find them at yahoo7.com.au/BE.